What's going on? Terrell. Yo, Terrell.
Woke up this morning frightened by what sounded like mass destruction, as the crunching noise fills in the void of peace. Now sounds of suffering, souls in agony, crowds fill the air, welling and nagging.
What happened?
Pulled off my blanket, then I started grabbing at my brother's cover. I pulled it back and found a shocker. He was no longer there, but left his socks, t-shirt, and boxes. I was like,
dang, what happened?
A puzzle I couldn't figure out. Usually he wakens me and waits for Keith so we can out and ride the school together. There seems to be a change in weather. I look out of my parents' window, seeing things I never in my life thought I would have to fathom. I'm filled with terror. This gotta be an error. I shouldn't be here. This ain't fair for me to witness. My stomach filled with sickness, forcing me to vomit. I promise, if this ain't it, I'll serve you till my time is ended. On my knees I plead, looking like a soaking coward. Used to think I was the hardest, now I'm soft like talcum powder on a baby's bottom. I wanna pinch myself as I turn on the news to hear that millions disappeared out of the blue. And all of a sudden I'm feeling a ton drop on my chest as I slowly but surely realize I've been left.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see, it appears that something very unusual is happening in the world at the moment. We are receiving reports from all over the world, people simply vanishing into thin air.
No,
we are not receiving any news on any nuclear detonations at this time, so exactly what has happened is not clear. We will be keeping in touch with you on everything that's happening, so please stay tuned.
In realization of the fact that I've been left, I slowly look upon the past and dwell on silly tests that I was given. When I walked with Jesus, truly I was living, but the world seemed so much more tempting, not knowing what's hidden in the fine print. But now the consequences I see clearly. Walked outside, it's clear and sunny, yet somehow it still feels eerie. Bloody bodies in the street from car crashes for miles. Many are massively piled, things are looking vile. Millions in denial of this catastrophic event. They lost their grip in the midst of a terrible riot. I met up with Flip, a fellow Christian, who obviously didn't listen either. Family left him back because secular rap held him like vipers strangulating. So now his fate's in tribulation letters. Both of us scared out our minds, so we decided to stick together, walking down the street complete. Violence came to a cease as everyone gazed in TV strangely at this man proclaiming peace. Flip and I knew what was next. See, we study Revelation's prophecy lied in the text. Now it's heck we will be facing. I seen so many friends of mine bought by the lie. He knew answers to many questions and showed them many signs. A few months down the line, we find ourselves hiding without rights. See, he forced a chip upon society containing life.
He required everyone, great and small, rich and poor, slave and free, to be tattooed with a certain mark on the right hand or on the forehead. And no one could get a job or even buy in any store without the permit of that mark, which was either the name of the creature or the code number of his name. It was a puzzle that calls for careful thought to solve it. Let those who are able interpret this code. The numerical value of the letter in his name, add to 666.
The mark automated society as a whole. What I once would have called friends have now been changed to mindless souls with hearts of cold. Destroying our faith was their only goal. Many jailed or tortured till they took the mark, or killed by stone. Many who used to follow Christ now had ice in their hearts. On their face no more emotion, and their eyes pitch black and dark. Constantly we were on the run, our bodies in pain were aching. Without the mark you couldn't buy or sell, forced to go through starvation. One government ruled every nation, the beast assassinated. Yet he rose and called himself God, this he exaggerated. Fascinated by his false miracles, many in Christ that failed. No one knew what truth was anymore, nor could anyone tell this was deception. But we stuck with scriptures and its lessons. The Bible was shed out of existence, and in essence, so was Christianity. Barely surviving, we held strong. Flip was sick and tired, so he snuck to the store while I was gone. When I came back to our spot, I froze, he was no longer sick. But his eyes were now pitch black, he grabbed me with a violent grip. And I cried cause this compromise ended our fellowship. He said, man, you should take this chip. Never did I think from his lips I'd hear that phrase. And with sorrow I watched him in a rage get upset, violent and crazy when I said my decision's made. I believe Christ is my savior and my sins have now been paid. I was dragged to torture fields and found my head under a blade of an axe held by a man in a black mask. He asked again, would I take the mark? And if I did, the suffering would end. I looked him in the eyes and said, no longer do I need my flesh. I endured my tests, and Jesus Christ is who I confess. As he rushed the blade through me, I felt pain enter all my being. Open up my eyes, surprised from what I am now seeing. My family, those who endured. Truly, I was blessed to stay and face the consequences of being left.